It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs and their leaders. With me today is Madison Walsh of the Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County. Madison, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You say you're good, but you're on crutches and got a bunged up knee, right?
Yeah.
Tell folks how you did that.
I was jumping to the church clap and I landed and my knee locked.
And you're one of the dancers for the Crest Ridge team, right?
Well, for cheer.
How long have you been in 4-H?
For almost a year.
Hey, what are some of the projects you've done?
I did a scrapbook. I took my horse to a couple shows to, like, show her. Okay. And then a couple other things. I just don't really remember them.
So what's your favorite project?
Probably the horse shows, because it was fun.
Showing the horses. Have you done well with them?
Kind of.
But you've been basically new with it just a year or so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that takes a lot of work. And where do you attend school?
Crest Ridge.
What year are you in school?
I'm a freshman. Okay.
So what would you say, what is the most fun thing you've done since you've been in 4-H?
Probably just hanging out with my friends.
Have you won any awards yet?
I got 5th place in a horse show.
That's good. If you had somebody else that was younger and wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
Yeah, I would tell them that you learn a whole bunch of other, like, new things and you can experience things that you haven't really got to experience.
Okay, very good. Well, I've been visiting with Madison Walsh of the Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs, their leaders, and members during National 4-H Week on KMMO.